man, was a great general, very shrewd person as well. And Pompey was the first Roman leader to see to it that, to see the point that Rome could not be successful in controlling the Middle East if it did not control the land of Israel. That if the land of Israel was independent, it would always serve as a wedge between the Northern Empire and the Southern Empire. And in the system of Rome, with roads and with organization and transportation and communication, you just could not have a wedge of that size and that strength between the pieces that Rome wanted to put together. And therefore he was looking for a way that he could get himself in power in the land of Israel. But he did not want to go to war directly, because the Jews, the Maccabees, had a fearsome reputation. Everybody, in fact, in the language of the Romans, the Jews were called porcupines. That was what they were described as. Because just as a porcupine is an animal that even great animals of prey don't start up with, because even if you eat it, you're sorry that you did. That's how they felt about the Jews. The Jews were an impossible people to govern. They were very difficult to fight in a war. They had a completely different culture and a different god. The Romans called the Jews atheists, because the Romans, anybody who was religious, had a god that you could see. They had a statue. They had, you know, like a grandparent, right? I'll show you my grandson, you show me yours, right? They said, I'll show you my god, show me yours. They said, well, we can't show you our god. A god that could not be shown, a temple that had no visible idol to worship, the Romans said they are atheists, they are non-believers. And that was a complete fear of the Jews almost. Fear of starting up with them. Because one never knew where they would end up with it. The Jews in this time already had a reputation for being very strange people. The words of Haman, Yeshno Am Echad, Mefuzar Meforad, it's a strange people scattered throughout the empire, different than everyone else. They don't listen to the laws of the government. Always have an excuse. The Gemara says, Shei Pei. Shei Pei is Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. Whenever the government tells you to do something, I can't. It's Saturday, it's Pesach, it's Yontiv, it's Erev Yontiv. Shei Pei. And into the Roman mind and to the Roman system, this was a very incongruous group. It could not be defined. It wasn't the Gauls or the Spaniards or the Carthaginians or the Greeks. And therefore Pompey was not interested to go to war with them, nor was he interested to run their country, but he was interested in controlling it. And he was looking for a way to be able to do that. The civil war between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus was that golden opportunity, was the key that allowed Rome into the country. And once Rome was allowed in the country, it never left. It is from the time of Hyrcanus and Aristobulus onward that the influence of the Roman Empire becomes dominant throughout Israel, and we will see that, I'll discuss that with you next week, the end of the reign of the Hashmonaim, Rome will install its own puppet to be the king of the Jews, Herod. It will take over the country, but not take it over directly, take it over indirectly. And slowly but surely annex it to the Roman Empire. What will happen is that after a period of time, after 100 years of this, the Jews will not stand for it any longer, and the Jews will mount a rebellion against Rome, and then Rome is forced to go to war. But the first